Hello everyone and welcome to Samara's Audio Experience Podcast. This is your host Samara and welcome to our podcast. Today we'll be discussing an issue that has become increasingly pressing in recent years, and that is the widening wealth gap and its link to central bank policies, asset ownerships and populism. As many of you know, the wealth gap refers to the disparities in income and wealth between the rich and poor in society. In recent years, this gap has been growing, with the wealthiest individuals and families amassing more and more assets, while many others struggle to make ends meet. One factor that has contributed to this trend is the expansionary monetary policies of central banks. In an effort to boost economic growth and prevent deflation, many central banks around the world have been printing money at an unprecedented rate, flooding financial markets with liquidity and driving down interest rates to historic lows. This flood of cheap money has had a profound impact on asset prices, especially those of stocks, bonds, and real estate. As the supply of money has increased, investors have poured more and more of it into these assets, bidding up their prices and creating a vicious cycle of wealth creation for those who already own them. This dynamic has led to what many have called the asset owner society, in which the wealthy elite control an ever greater share of the world's assets, while the rest of society struggles to keep up. To be clear, this is not to say that the wealthy are all bad people or that they don't deserve their wealth. Many of them are hardworking, innovative, and entrepreneurial, and have contributed greatly to society. But it is important to recognize that the current system is creating a growing divide between the haves and the have-nots, and that this divide is fueling social and political unrest around the world. This brings us to the rise of populism, a trend that has been on the rise in many parts of the world in recent years. Populism is a political ideology that seeks to appeal to the grievances of ordinary people against the perceived power and privilege of elites. It often takes the form of anti-establishment rhetoric, calls for greater economic redistribution, and a rejection of globalization and multiculturalism. Many analysts have pointed to the widening wealth gap as a key driver of populism, as people become increasingly disillusioned with a system that seems to benefit only the rich and powerful. They argue that unless something is done to address this trend, populism will continue to grow and threaten the stability of democratic societies. So, what can be done to address the wealth gap and its associated problems? There are no easy answers, but some possible solutions include reform to the tax system that would redistribute the wealth from the wealthy to the poor, such as wealth tax or higher marginal tax rates on the rich, policies that would promote greater economic equality, such as stronger labor protections, and universal basic income. These are some possible solutions. Thank you all for listening. We have come to the end of this episode. And see you all in the next episode.